Certainly, we have ministers from Uganda right now meeting members of the Security Council, and indeed it is extremely cautious that it gets consensus on their views as regards the outrageous allegations made by the group of experts that Uganda was involved in the DRC conflict. The minister has delivered the message or the response of Uganda's government, denying that it certainly is involved in the conflict of the DRC, other than its efforts to ensure that that conflict ends in a peaceful manner. Now, after the meeting with members of the Security Council, the Minister of ICT, Dr. Rugunda, will return or shall return to Uganda, whereby other meetings will take place before a decision will be arrived at. But certainly, Uganda is expressing its displeasure in that outrageous report, and it will reconsider its position in as far as all peace efforts are concerned in the region.
What would you say has been the relationship between Uganda and DRC following the report accusing Uganda of complicity in its role in DRC's conflict?
We also have to be mindful that Uganda is currently chairing the ICGLR, that is the Great Lakes body that is to ensure that negative forces are got rid of in the region. So Uganda is chairing that that forum, of which the DRC is a key member. And as far as relationships, its relationship with the DRC is concerned, it is within the context of the ICGLR. So we have certainly engaged the Kabila government to ensure that he expressly comes out with a clear position on the UN report. But as of now, he has not overtly condemned, as in President Kabila has not overtly condemned Uganda, and we are basically now zeroing in on what does the UN Security Council finally decide or say about this matter. But otherwise, the relationship between Uganda and the DRC are normal, and it is in the interest of a peaceful resolution to the conflict in the DRC.
So when you get the feedback from your ministers, officials who meet Monday with the UN Security Council, what's the next step for the government to take in this situation that you described as very unfortunate?
There are obviously no more diplomatic procedures that are bound to happen. The ministers, as I say, will ensure that they make as wide consultations as possible whilst the Security Council or the UN in general. They will do that and because they do not want to come up with or to come back with any doubts in as far as the position of the UN Security Council is concerned vis-a-vis the the M23 allegations and so forth. The minister will come back to Uganda. Meetings will take place. Other consultative meetings will take place here in Uganda before a final decision will be made.
Now, Fred, last but not the least, Somalia has pleaded with Uganda not to pull its troops from AMISOM. And the Prime Minister said that it will be a challenge for his country to lose Uganda's contribution in stabilizing his country. Will your country reconsider pulling out, the threat of pulling out from AMISOM, which will be, the Prime Minister said, catastrophic for his country?
We certainly know that it will be catastrophic. But also, Uganda is extremely cautious of being accused unfairly. We believe it's very unfair, especially from such an international organization like the UN. It will be cautious. As I say, further consultations are going to take place. Uganda has played a key role in the pacification of Somalia. Significant numbers of troops are in Somalia. They're engaging the negative forces there. And indeed, it has ensured that normalcy is attained in Mogadishu and the wider Somalia Republic. If at all it has to take such a decision, it won't take it lightheartedly. It will go and take it with seriousness. So we understand what the Somalis, our brothers from Somalia, are talking about, what their position is. And indeed, Uganda went into Somalia in the spirit of Pan-Africanism. So whatever decision is going to be taken, it won't be taken lightly.